Judges chapter 18. In those days there was no king in Israel. And in those days the tribe of the Danites sought for themselves an inheritance to live in, because to that day all their inheritance had not come to them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah, and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land, and to search it. And they said to them, "Go, search the land." Who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they had come by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man the Levite, and they turned in there, and said to him, "Who brought you here? And what do you make in this place? And what do you have here?" And he said to them, "This and this is how Micah deals with me, and has hired me, and I am his priest." And they said to him, "We ask you to ask counsel of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous." And the priest said to them, "Go in peace. Before the Lord Jehovah is your way in which you go." Then the 5 men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were in it, how they lived careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure, and there was no ruler in the land, who might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. And they came to their brothers to Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brothers said to them, "What do you have to say?" And they said, "Arise, that we may go up against them. Because we have seen the land, and, indeed, it is very good. And are you still? Do not be hesitant to go, and to enter to possess the land. When you go, you shall come to a people secure, and to a large land, because God has given it into your hands. A place where there is no lack of anything that is in the earth." And the family of the Danites went from there, out of Zorah and out of Eshtaol, 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up, and camped in Kirjathjearim, in Judah. Therefore they called that place Mahanachdan. Camp of Dan. To this day. Indeed, it is behind Kirjathjearim. And they passed from there to Mount Ephraim, and came to the house of Micah. Then the 5 men who went to spy out the country of Laish answered and said to their brothers, "Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod? Priestly robe. And teraphim. Idols. And a graven image, and a molten image. Now therefore consider what you have to do." And they turned towards there, and came to the house of the young man the Levite, even to the house of Micah, and greeted him. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, who were of the children of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. And the 5 men who went to spy out the land went up, and came in there, and took the graven image, and the ephod. Priestly robe. And the teraphim. Idols. And the molten image. And the priest stood in the entrance of the gate with the 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house, and fetched the carved image, the ephod priestly robe. And the teraphim. Idols. And the molten image. Then the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" And they said to him, "Hold your peace, put your hand upon your mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for you to be a priest to the house of one man, or that you be a priest to a tribe and a family in Israel?" And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod priestly robe. And the teraphim. Idols. And the graven image, and went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near Micah's house were gathered together, and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried to the children of Dan. And they turned their faces, and said to Micah, "What's wrong with you, that you come with such a company?" And he said, "You have taken away my gods which I made, and the priest, and you have gone away, and what more do I have? And what is this that you say to me? What's wrong with you?" And the children of Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon you, and you lose your life, with the lives of your household." And the children of Dan went their way. And when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came to Laish, to a people who were peaceful and secure. And they struck them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man. And it was in the valley that lies by Bethrahab. And they built a city, and lived in it. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their forefather, who was born to Israel. However, the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set up for themselves Micah's graven image, which he made, all the time that the house tabernacle of God was in Shiloh.